Joropo music comes from the border between Colombia and Venezuela, and it typically revolves around strong men who ride horses and live off the land there. But there's a musician, Ana Veydo, who wants to complicate that image.
If you ask someone about Los Llanos, the plains region shared across Venezuela and Colombia, they might talk to you about cowboys, or at least their modern-day equivalent. Ranchers who ride horseback and herd cattle, and yeah, they also play music. That's Caballo Viejo, Old Horse, by Simón Díaz. He's one of the pioneers of joropo, a genre of traditional music often composed of the harp, maracas, bass drum, and the Venezuelan cuatro, a guitar-like four-string instrument. But joropo is also mainly a genre by and about men. That's Ana Veydo. She grew up listening to joropo in her hometown of Boyacá, Colombia. And she says her outlook on the Orinoco region, it's just different. She grew up en el campo, in the fields, where joropo was a staple sound coming from Venezuelan radio stations. In 2000, she co-founded the band Cimarrón with her creative partner, Carlos Cuco Rojas.
Para Cimarrón siempre ha sido importante mostrar que aquí hay una diversidad.
She says La Orinoquia is a vibrant and diverse place with roots that date far before joropo and its cowboys. But that diversity is not always highlighted in the music.
Señores, yo soy llanera. Yo soy llanera auténtica de verdad.
No eran tan evidentes en la música del joropo, que es como el componente afro y lo indígena. Entonces empezamos.
She says traditional joropo didn't really reflect the African and indigenous traditions of the Orinoco. So Cimarrón began adding those components to their sound. Notably, they brought a zapateador, a shoe stomper, on stage as part of their performance. The dance that goes along with joropo is an essential part of the music, but it's typically done with a partner. For Cimarrón, Veydo says it was crucial to have the dancer alone, performing as percussion.
Después trajimos el zurdo brasileño, la tambora colombiana costeña.
Then came a Brazilian bass drum called the zurdo, plus a Colombian drum from the coast, and the Peruvian cajón, a box-shaped percussion instrument. Plus, they threw the use of deer horns, an indigenous instrument, into the mix.
Bueno, creo que eso es lo que hemos hecho a lo largo de esos años, como jugar un poco con esa riqueza sonora que tiene nuestra región.
All of this, she says, is part of an effort to play with the rich sonic legacy of their region, to represent the people who live and make music there better and more accurately. For two decades, Cimarrón traveled the world, playing that sound on different stages. But in 2020, tragedy struck. Carlos Cuco Rojas, the co-founder of the band, Veydo's creative and romantic partner, passed away from COVID-19. It resulted in heartbreak and a new wave of challenges for Ana Veydo.
Primero, pues quedar como mujer sola frente a una banda de hombres.
The first, she says, was being left as a woman to direct a band of men on her own. It's one thing to take direction from a man, but another to demand respect and understanding as a woman in a leadership role, especially, she says, in a region that's still predominantly machista. But she also had to think about how to carry Cimarrón's legacy forward in their new album, La Recia, The Tough Woman.
Y la recia, pues, es un término que siempre se ha asociado a esos valores de los hombres, ¿no?
She says recia is a quality that's usually attributed to men and used in the masculine. A man is recio because his voice is strong, because he tames horses. And she wanted to flip the script and instead use the album to show that there's no uniform experience to being a woman from Los Llanos.
Es eso para mí ha sido como la resia, ¿no? Como esa búsqueda y esa propuesta de pensar en una voz propia de las mujeres aquí en la Orinoco.
La resia, she says, is the search for women in the Orinoco to find and claim their own voices. Isabella Gómez Sarmiento, NPR News.